Oldies, 1530 WSAI, the final hour of Real Oldies. One of the original good guys that was part of the fun here was Ted McAllister. You heard him every day with the Music Magazine Update.
You know, we all have very special memories of WSAI. And like a lot of folks, mine go back to my teen, even my preteen years, listening to WSAI and my transistor radio for the music, but also for the good guys. Gene Austin, Paul Purton, Dusty Rhodes, Ron Britton, who gave me my first job in radio, answering the request line and filing records for him when he left WSAI to work at WHK, which was the big top 40 radio station in Cleveland in 1964. Roy Cooper, whom I later worked for when he was the program director at WSAI. And into the 70s, working with Bob Good and Robin Mitchell, Casey Petrowski. Jim Scott, who later worked for me when I was the program director of Yes 95. C.C. Matthews, Dickie Shannon, and E. Alvin Davis, my dear friend and business partner, lo these many years. Wow! WSAI was the station in town for 17 years, and I'm glad we were able to bring it back for another two this time around. All the original WSAI good guys have fond memories on top of memories of the radio station. And sometimes it's the silliest stuff that sticks in your head. I remember when I first started working at WSAI in 1970, when the station was on the edge of Price Hill with this spectacular view of the city and the viaducts. Bud Stagg told me that if you asked the listeners in their cars at night to flash their headlights if they were listening, you'd get this wild light show. One night, I did it. Wow! Headlights flashing everywhere. And it was a moment of clarity. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to WSAI at any given moment in time. Thanks to everyone who's ever listened to WSAI. I just hope we made playing the hits as fun for you as it was for us.
Ted McAllister, thank you for being part of Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. Final hour of Real Oldies. Jerry Springer at 9 o'clock on the Revolution of Talk Radio. Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. Well, the good guys are having their final says, and one of the guys, the original good guys, Ted McAllister, we just heard from, another one who's part of this, and such a good friend of us here at WSAI, and did everything we asked him to do. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and shouldn't be in retirement. This man should be on the radio, Dr. Boogie Jack Stahl.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. Hey, for the final time, here at the Tri-State's Real Oldie Station, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. My time is up, and I thank you so very much for yours. Goodbye.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI for the doctor. Will you be staying after Sunday? I guess the answer to that's no. The Peppermint Rainbow. Dangerous Dan, the final edition of the Morning Magazine. And I asked all the good guys to send me a little something to if they couldn't be here in person. One of the guys who couldn't be here in person because he does a show from out of town, Little Walter, and he sent us a farewell greeting. And I promised I'd run it.
All right, Dan, this is for you, and I want you to air it. You hear me? I can't thank you enough for letting me be part of WSAI. This is the most perfect radio station I've ever listened to, let alone worked at. WSAI has spoiled most listeners, just like myself. I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon when I'm in the studio working. I got no WSAI to listen to. Where's Marty with the party? You understand? You created a monster. It was just too good. And I thank you, Dan, for letting WSAI listeners like myself listen in to what you're doing. Life without WSAI seems impossible, but here's hoping we can get back together again and have just some of the fun that we've had here over the past year. I wish you and our listeners nothing but the best because you are the best. God bless you and keep rocking, folks. Keep rocking.
Thank you, Little Walter. Getting to know that man during the 2 years here at WSAI is one of the real highlights. Nice to know I've made a friend right there. And this is, since it's getting crazy, Jerry Springer's in the building. There's engineers everywhere pushing buttons, and I'm kind of in the way now. As the new radio station will be kicking off at 9 o'clock, I want to take this opportunity, because since I have to say thank you to Bobby Leach for helping me through 2 years of a lot of hard work at WSAI, the behind-the-scenes stuff. Bobby was certainly a big part of it, and I thank you, Bobby.
can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on dance. Till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone,
can
he take you,
you
home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, the final hours of final hour of Real Oldies. And of course the guy who was afternoons here on WSAI. And the first guy to bail off the ship, Martin Thompson.
Wait, what did they say about rats jumping off the ship?
Yeah.
Wait, where's Dusty?
Oh, he had to go reappraise Jerry Springer's house today or something.
Dano, this has been fun.
It has been.
I mean, what an incredible time, and thanks to Clear Channel for giving us a chance to do this. And if it only could have gone on forever, the Real Oldies are now in Chicago, right?
Right, they're in Chicago. So the idea continues, the concept of Real Oldies continues, and we can wish them the best of luck as the Real Oldies will never die.
Indeedy do. Thank you so much for tuning our way. It has been a blast. Did the show from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is now back here in the Queen City. Can I say where I'm going, or will that get you in trouble with Clear Channel?
What are they
going
to do, fire me?
Yeah. See you on the air at B105.1. Until then, my brother, be young, be foolish, and be happy. I'm out of here.
Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let the rain get you down. It's a waste of time. On. Live every day in the bright sunshine.
The bright sunshine.
Get the same old story all over the world. Girl needs boy and boy needs girl. So be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy.
Just start,
and then you'll find your dream.
Find your dream.
It's all free.
if you got love, that's all you'll need. So be young, be foolish, girl, be happy.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, Marty with the Parties. Be young, be foolish, be happy. And Ted McAllister's farewell.
You know, it's been a real treat and a labor of love bringing WSAI back on the air. And now, to borrow a phrase from Yogi Berra, it's like deja vu all over again. Since I was the midday disc jockey on the original WSAI when the station changed format to country in 1978. I'll always remember the radio station, I'll remember the good guys, but I'll always remember the listeners, too. As passionate about and loyal to WSAI now as they were when I played the hits on WSAI in the 70s. Meeting people at the concerts and events, a lot of them the same folks I met when I worked at WSAI the first time around. And I'll always cherish working with the good guys again. Everyone on the staff, but especially you and Dusty and Jack again. We go back, 35 years together working at Vec with Dusty. He and I first met when we were working together at WUBE in 1969. But frankly, that relationship went back another 8 years when I used to tune in WSAI at night on my transistor radio, inspired and telling myself, someday you're going to work there too. And God willing, I did. May WSAI live forever in our collective memories. If you grew up anywhere in greater Cincinnati in the 1960s and 70s, it'll always be the soundtrack of our youth. Sweet memories. And even though it's morning, let me borrow Dusty Rhodes' famous sign-off for years on WSAI by saying thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, and thank you and good night. Yes, indeed. Dangerous Dan Allen. It's been a great 2 years here doing Real Oldies at WSAI, getting to go on the radio station that I listened to on the farm in Union growing up, and getting to be part of this and working with this staff has been an incredible time for me. I got another 35 minutes or so to go. We got 1530 WSAI news first. Traffic with Bobby Leach coming up next.
Here's a Grammy moment brought to you by the makers of Tylenol Cool Burst. One of the most coveted Grammy Awards is Record of the Year. It's gone to Paul Simon three times. He started in 1968 with Mrs. Robinson, then Bridge Over Troubled Water won in 1970, and his song Graceland earned him a Grammy in 1987. Find out who takes home Record of the Year this year on the 47th Annual Grammy Awards, Sunday, February 13th at 8 p.m. on CBS. This Grammy moment was brought to you by the makers of Tylenol Cool Burst.
This flu season, the makers of Tylenol want you to know, a little medicine can help treat the flu, but more hand washing could help prevent it. Warm water and soap kills germs best when you wash for 30 seconds. Teach your kids to hum a song so they know how long to wash. Tylenol flu can relieve your family's symptoms if they do get sick, but wouldn't it be better if they didn't? For more tips, visit Tylenol.com/flu. Stop. Think. Tylenol cold and flu with Cool Burst and children's Tylenol flu. Use as directed.
Honoring the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. Good morning, I'm Brian Combs with 1530 WSAI News. First, stock market closed today. Most banks, most government offices shut down as well. Today's the day the U.S. honors Dr. King in the tri-state. The 30th annual Civil Rights March begins on Fountain Square at 11:15. This is the year that work finally starts on a permanent monument to Dr. King on the Mall in Washington. The memorial is the first one in the Capitol which will honor a person of color.
Our kids will be able to see, for the first time, a mall that is truly reflective of America with Dr. King's words on it, have a man of peace, a man of color, and a non-president on the mall would be certainly significant for our kids to see.
Harry Johnson says the MLK Memorial will be built between the ones honoring Jefferson and Lincoln. Sunny and cold in the tri-state today. The full forecast coming up on 1530 WSAI.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off select colors of Silestone countertops installed by licensed professionals. All backed by the Home Depot. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com. See store for details.
With temperatures dangerously cold in the tri-state, efforts are underway today to get homeless people off the streets and into local shelters. People who run those shelters hope to avoid another tragedy like the death of 57-year-old Joe Young, who froze to death in Covington just before Christmas.
We're seeing people come inside who normally never go inside an agency.
Bonnie Campanella runs a shelter on Pike Street in Covington. She tells Local 12 the death of Joe Young was a real wake-up call for all homeless people. Riverfront businesses are starting to reopen in northern Kentucky. The Ohio River is still up above flood stage, but it'll start to fall tonight after cresting at 53.5 feet. Mike Fink's restaurant reopened over the weekend, but they still say they lost thousands of dollars because of the flooding. Remembering a missing soldier, the parents of Batavia's Matt Maupin are in Florida today, where they'll take part in a service to pray for Navy pilot Scott Spiker. He was shot down in the first Gulf War, has been missing for the past 14 years. Like Spiker, Maupin's listed as missing in action. He was captured last April, hasn't been heard from since. It's going to be sunny and cold in the tri-state today. We'll see wind chills below zero, a high of only 18. Clear cold tonight, low 3, and sunny tomorrow, but continued cold with a high of 24 degrees. It's 6 right now. And Brian Combs, 1530 WSAI News. Remember, if it happens in Florence, you'll hear it first on 1530 WSAI.
10-4. We'll be right back.
oldies, 1530 WSAI. And it's getting ever closer to the end. And we've heard from all the good guys this morning but one, and he's here now. The Cat, he doesn't get up that early.
No, cats don't stay up really, really early in the morning.
Well, Tomcat and I worked together here at WGRR before I went to Vegas and brought Tomcat to Vegas with me, and then I came back here, and Tomcat came back and got to be part of the real oldies here.
This was an incredible experience, just going back and being one of the WSAI good guys and to be associated with people like Dusty Rhodes and Dr. Boogie, Jack Stahl, and you. I mean, everybody, Cool Bobby B. This has been a whole bunch of fun. And an experience I'm never going to forget. This has been a blast playing the music that I really love to play in the radio, and hopefully we can do it again.
There's always a tomorrow. I believe that, and we will work on that. And if you own a radio station that's failing and you'd like us to come over there and help you, we'd be happy.
I work cheap, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm unemployed.
We all work. Yeah, everybody's looking for work except Dusty. Dusty's elected. He doesn't have to look for work. We got. Let's play. We have to play a song for you, and you know what it's got to be.
Uh-huh. It's got to be Alley Cat.
It does. Real oldies, 1530 WSAI. Thank you, Tomcat. You know, I got to hear it just one more time. When WSAI back in the 70s had a top of the hour that sounded similar to this. So when we put it on, I wanted this radio station to have a similar thing. It used to be Jim Scott, Robin Mitchell, Bob Good, Buddy Barron, Casey Petrowski, Doug Silver, Bob Shotgun Kelly, WSAI Cincinnati. And ours sounded like this.
Real oldies. Plus
Dusty Rhodes,
Jack Stahl,
Casey Petrowski,
Bobby Leach,
Little Walter,
Ted McAllister,
Tomcat Michaels,
Cool Bobby V,
Dangerous Dan Allen,
Marty with the Party Thompson,
1530.
Little treat coming your way between now and 9 o'clock on WSAI.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. And hey girl, I tell you no, I something deep inside of me's going to die.
it so hard. If this is goodbye, oh, hey girl, this can't be true. How am I supposed to exist without you?
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. Hey, girl. Hey, Dangerous Dan. And it's, oh, boy, what a day it has been. What a rare mood I'm in. It's almost like being unemployed. Anyway, that's another story. We got Jerry Springer coming up at 9 o'clock as WCKY becomes the revolution of talk radio in Cincinnati. WSAI ceases to play Real Oldies, and the call letters go back to 1360 where they'll be on homers. So that's where all that's shaking out. You can still get a hold of me here if you want to email me, Dan Allen at WSAI.com. My email will work. I still work here for a few more weeks, and I will still be able to get your emails. And if you want to send something to me for one of the other good guys, I'll be happy to forward it to you. So that's how you get a hold of us here at WSAI. And for one last time, I want to throw it to Traffic, a guy that has done so much for us here at WSAI, coming back out of his early retirement to take over the traffic reins, Bobby Leach.
Confronting reality is answering the most important question of all. How can your business make money today? Confronting reality is recognizing the marketplace forces that make or break your business. Confronting reality is the blockbuster new book from Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan, authors of the best-selling Execution. Confronting reality tells you how your business is under assault and what you can do about it. Read Confronting Reality, a Crown hardcover, wherever books are sold.
Get those pennies. Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust out with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't hold back.
You give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak!
Don't hold back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, final minutes of Real Oldies WSAI. This could not have been possible without the king of tri-state radio, Dusty Rhodes, who dedicated the last 2 years to waking you up in the morning and did a fine job at it. We're going to miss him. I've worked with Dusty now at four radio stations. I got to believe number five's in the offing. If you missed Dusty's last day on Friday, it ended like this.
Well, that is going to wrap it up for the Dusty Rhodes Show and your morning magazine. It's been a lot of fun for these last couple of years, and I was thinking let's kind of wrap it up like I wrapped up my first stint here at WSAI in 1966 by saying thanks a million for dialing our way. God bless you. Wishing you lots of love, much money, and a laugh a minute. Put on the coffee bubbles. I'm coming home. And we'll wrap it up this way, with the music of the Beach Boys, and God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. What I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be. God only knows what I'd be without.
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 Oldies, 1530 WSAI. God only knows what I'd be without you. That's Dusty's final song on WSAI, Dangerous Dan. And we're getting close. Jerry Springer's just a few minutes away. He'll be here at 9 o'clock. And a brand new radio station is born. It has been an absolute joy to come in here and answer the phones for Dial Ahead every day for the last 2 years. Your involvement in this radio station has been incredible. The number of calls we got, the number of friends we've made, has just been a joy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When WSAI signed off in the first place back in the 70s, they produced a piece of audio that we used to start this radio station off in January of 2003. We're going to play it again with a few changes. Coming up after 1530, WSAI News' very first real early newscast. I hope they're awake. Bobby Leach traffic one more time.
Station with 50,000 watts of real oldies power. This is 1530 WSAI Cincinnati, USA, a Clear Channel station.
Washington gearing up for President Bush's inauguration. With 1530 WSAI News First, I'm Andrew Setters. The four more years President Bush spent last year campaigning for begin this week. The president's preparing for his inauguration on Thursday under tight security in Washington. Once the ceremonies have passed, we can expect the president to begin working on his second-term priorities, like reforming Social Security and the nation's tax code.
Along Pennsylvania Avenue, they rehearsed for the big parade on Thursday. The forecast for Washington calls for snow, but they'll be ready. President Bush, who went to church with the First Lady, has made clear he, too, is ready.
I'm optimistic we can achieve a lot of things.
All week long, Mr. Bush, in speeches and interviews, has said that he intends to launch his second term this week aggressively, with a hard-charging agenda and no regrets.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Very chilly this morning, and it won't get much better later today. The full forecast coming up on 1530 WSAI. We'll be right back. stormed by armed insurgents. Another half dozen civilians were killed in a suicide car bombing north of Baghdad. 1530 WSAI's Precision Doppler 12 forecast from meteorologist Steve Horsmeyer. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for the northern parts of the tri-state. This morning, with the wind, it's below zero. Mostly sunny and cold through the day today, a high of 18. Clear and cold overnight with a low of 3. Mostly sunny, cold tomorrow, the high 24. Light snow developing on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, the high 34. It's 8 degrees. I'm Andrew Setters, 1530 WSAI News. Remember, if it happens in Greendale, you'll hear it first on 1530 WSAI.
And thank you, Jeff Henderson, and the entire staff of the WLW Newsroom. For a couple of years, they took care of us. They got us the news. For a radio station to have that kind of news team behind it, it made such a difference. And we thank you for that. They did a wonderful job. And, you know, when WSAI first signed off in 1978, they put together a piece using Yesterday Once More by the Carpenters. And they interspersed some of the old disc jockeys. And we have kind of redone that piece and added a little bit to it, and want to share that with you this morning from Real Oldies WSAI as we're into the final few minutes of Real Oldies on WSAI.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs.
Robbie Jagger, as he says in the song, gonna twist until they tear the house down, and I think they've just about gotten through the first two floors anyhow. Song number four on our fabulous 40, the big dance called The Twist. Good morning once again, Cincinnati, and welcome back to the Gene Austin Show on WSAI Radio. Our happy holiday time, 20 and a half minutes past 9, this Saturday, December 23 morning, temperature currently 39 degrees, and we're expecting chilly weather and some snow today.
Such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well.
This is disgusting. Yankees lose their third straight, particularly to a lousy expansion team, to the Seattle Mariners last night by a score of 12-7.
All right, now let's get on with the music.
All right, I'm sorry. Sort of bummer, you know. Yankees losing three straight. 1530 WSAI, station that knows the score.
By Eddie Rambo here on the Purton Show. It's number 38 or 32 on the survey, sorry. This is your AM MCPP says get your head out of bed on Saturday the 22nd of May, 1965. See, Gordy Coleman's leading the Reds in the National League 2 and hitting with an average of 416. What did he do last night, though? Maybe last night?
Reds won.
Yeah, they won 6-5. It was a good game last night. Listen to Wade Hoyt. We're coming in from the hop up at Hampton Bennett, me and a friend of mine. And we're driving along there, and we were about 25 minutes after leaving the high school before Wade finally said what the score was. We were figuring it out. See, the Phillies got a home run there at the bottom of the top of the ninth inning with Richie Allen, and Wade said, okay, and the ball is hit, and Robinson's going back, and it's a home run, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, holy cow. And then it went on and on and on, and then he was kind of recapping the scoring. He said, well, let's see. He said, Darren Johnson hit a home run, and Vader Fritz hit a two-run home run, and Johnny Edwards had a single home run. So we figured, well, that's four runs anyway, see. Finally, about 15 minutes from that point, he said, it's 6-5, Reds. I said, I'm going to miss Wade. I really am, you know. His weight kind of grows on him.
After 12 midnight, Mother's Day of 1966, this is May the 8th, on wonderful WSAI. It's your wonderful weekend here at WSAI in Cincinnati, and Dusty on duty with the Late Date Show.
AI.
It makes a tomcat drink every time he hears Connie Francis. He likes her so much and breaking in a brand new broken heart. Hi, Marty with the party and trusty Dusty on duty again tomorrow.
Cimarron at 14 minutes past 4 o'clock on WSAI. This is Roy Cooper. How you doing? Ooh, here comes the birds.
Wheelobies, 1530 WSAI. Long, tall Sally. The legs go all the way up. Little Richard with the Dr. Jack's doll. On a $1 million Hot Wax Friday, UK Wildcat basketball tomorrow. The pregame already underway. No, we're kidding. It's at 11:30 tomorrow morning. But it seems that way, doesn't it? The tip-off at 1 against the Georgia.
Every shingling that the stars just sing so far.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI and dial at 513-381-1530. Leslie Gore's birthday. We have more visitors. Sign in, please. Your name?
Mike Casagrande, Sr.
And Mike Casagrande again, Jr.
Hey, you know, the easy part is I always remember that name once. That's the good part. Thank you for coming by.
Happy birthday, Leslie.
Yes, absolutely.
All my best memories come back clearly to me. Some can even make me cry just like before. It's yesterday once more.
That was Ted McAllister, Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. 2 years, we've had a blast. My name is Dangerous Dan Allen. I've been the program director here at WSAI. I put this thing together and put it on the air January of 2003, and for the last 2 years, we have played the greatest music of all time. It's been a blast. I got to work with some of my greatest friends in broadcasting and people I had just idolized for years. Dusty Rhodes, Jack Stahl, all the good guys, Ted McAllister, Marty with the Party Thompson, Tomcat, Craig Roberts, Little Walter, Cool Bobby B, every one of them part of a great team here at WSAI. It has been a ball, and it's over. Real Oldies is gone, but rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. So until we meet again, thank you from Real Oldies, WSAI.
Stay.